Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien at 6:45 talking Boston college football and the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9. Tomorrow, Friday, Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday as they get ready for the Seahawks. And on Monday, of course, we will be at Gillette Stadium with Boomer Esiason and with Gerard Mayo. A little debate going on in here, which needs to be settled on the Mayo Monday walk-up song. We know Gerard Mayo's 3 favorite artists. And the question is, should we just allow Wiggy to pick the 3 songs by the artists in order to have a vote on Instagram?
I have a couple recommendations that I could throw out there, and if other people have their songs, I mean, you know.
I mean, he told us to pick the song for him. He actually wanted not us, the listeners.
Right.
But we have to get, you can't just do random Jay-Z songs
right.
or random Migos
right.
songs.
So I did, for each artist, I just did 3 recommendations.
What are they?
So for Biggie, it's Give Me the Loot, Things Done Change, and Warning. And for Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', The City Is Mine, love that song, and It's a Hard Knock Life.
Mm.
And then for the
City Is Mine is pretty good though for Mayo.
Yeah, I love that song. And for the Migos,
I think Things Done Change also.
Yeah, very good Biggie song.
It's pretty good when it comes to Mayo and in the current situation.
Right. So that's why I'm trying to like.
What'd you go with Migos?
And Migos, Fight Night.
Fight Night, definitely.
Walk It Like I Talk It,
and then
Bad and Bougie. So I'm trying to, like, you know, what you say, called the double entendre? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, like, you know, have it that way. Give Me the Loot is kind of like, you know.
Santo ordered double tundra in the Mums arrangement that he purchased for Courtney.
Yeah.
The controversial Mums.
Yes.
Situation. Very controversial.
Poor Santo.
How long do you think this marriage is going to last? I give it 5 years.
I'm very happy.
Guys were saying one. I've already made the graphic for this for social, so we need to pick 3 so I can plug those in.
So yeah, let's do The City Is Mine.
All right, that's the Jay-Z.
Can I
Things Done Changed
for Biggie? I like that.
Walk It Like I Talk It by Migos. That song hits.
Okay. And Walk It Like I Talk It. Oh, what are you thinking?
Bad and Bougie, but
Fight Night. All right,
I like Fight Night.
But
oof.
Give Curtis a Fight Night.
Curtis, Fight Night?
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask a serious question?
No.
Have you actually ever heard it?
I have.
Oh,
it's on my phone right here.
There you go.
All right. I like the Do Re Migos.
Yep. R.I.P. Takeoff.
Still using your father's Spotify, I see.
My dad does not have Spotify.
He doesn't? Okay. All right.
Christopher?
Somebody invented Spotify, another great invention. Shime, who was that? Was that a boomer or a Gen Z?
Couldn't tell you. Also, I'm not Gen Z for the people out there who accuse me of it.
You are.
How dare you? I'm not a Zoomer.
What are you?
Annoying.
Yeah. No, I think I'm technically a millennial. I don't know.
You're a millennial.
Yeah.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just want to defend Courtney a little bit. I feel bad. They're just crapping all over you. There is a difference between flowers and plants.
Thank you. You're correct.
Yeah, but how many guys know that, Bob?
Honestly, any real guy should know that.
Yeah, okay. Blink twice if you're being held hostage by your wife.
All right, it's like those videos going around where the wife is holding a sign plus the gun up. Like, yeah, okay.
The dumbest thing ever. This is DJ from Hyannis. What's up, DJ?
Time to put Shime and Time Out.
4.
Dumbest take I ever heard. The old school quarterbacks couldn't handle the new school stuff because they have the new technology.
Yep.
They'd be bigger, stronger, and badder. than the new guys.
Yeah, if you're stronger and better.
New athletes, they'd be bigger and stronger.
Okay, they that doesn't make them better quarterbacks.
They would have the technology to be better. That's what you don't understand. Yeah, these guys are skinny and fast.
What it's you're not understanding game. Is that it doesn't, for the evolution of the quarterback position, it's not about technology. It's about the actual ability to throw the football and actually be...
Exactly.
No, you're missing the point. No, and the way offenses have evolved. We don't run the wishbone offense anymore here. We don't run the triple option. Like, it's... The offenses nowadays are far more complicated.
Sniffing all the weed.
Nope, I haven't sniffed any weed. Thank you very much. It's just that's how offenses have grown over time.
I'll have you know, I have not smelled the aroma of marijuana at all today.
Like Kyle Shanahan's offense is more complicated than his dad's offense was, and that's just because that's how the sport has evolved.
Right, but his dad would be a great coach today using the modern way in which it's being coached.
And I think Kyle would be better.
What?
I don't. There's a reason that these guys were more creative. Like, it's certain people just are just better. And now, the quarterback position now is better than it was.
No, I
and
think
it always will be. And
I
the people the, at it will be better. Even if you took those people like Joe Montana and put them in today, it would not be the same.
I think the game has just evolved. So, when back in the days, throwing the ball wasn't a big thing. And then as the years football goes on and it evolves, it's like when the first car came out. Right,
but it was a big thing.
Joe Montana played, I agree with you.
Well, that's the argument.
Well, that's where I think shines out for Zrocka because I gave him Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, John Elway, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham. Like those guys, I believe would be able to play in this game. Like they'd be able to play today.
Most of the guys you mentioned are not mobile RPO quarterbacks,
no.
But it wasn't what the game
was. No, it wasn't. That's why Randall Cunningham was looked at as
was
like...
He was looked as different.
Yeah, like, he's good, but he's not on the same
level. Yeah, but they didn't RPO because guys would get their head knocked off.
Yeah, it was a different game. But
players hit harder today than they did 40 years ago, Greg.
Oh, my God.
Because the athletes are better. Like, those linebackers nowadays are yoked up beyond belief.
You're saying the guys hit harder now than they did when Wiggy played?
Yes.
No, it's not even close.
Oh, my God.
Not even close. Sean Taylor would literally
obliterate,
whatever.
Yep.
He would crush any wide receiver. Because nowadays,
Harrison.
You don't have to worry about going across the middle.
Ray
when
Lewis.
I was going across the middle, it was Rodney. It was Sean Taylor. It was Ray Lewis. It was Dawkins from Philadelphia. These guys would knock your head. I didn't play with Ronnie Lott, but Ronnie Lott. I played with Steve Atwater.
Like,
but
I bet Jelani Tavai would hit harder than Brian Urlacher.
Oh, my God. I am going home.
It's called the evolution
of
athletes.
What is wrong with you?
Tom Brady was able to juke out Brian Urlacher.
Brian,
the big
are
white
you
guy.
Doing this just to yes. F with everybody?
No.
Huh? I played against.
Absolutely not.
I played
you
against
actually
Brian
believe
Urlacher.
It.
Yes.
I played against Brian Urlacher. The guy was 6'4", 260 pounds, and could run a 4.5.
He played secondary in college. The guy was a freak.
Jelani Tavai is a good football player, but he's not hitting harder than Zach Taylor, who played for the Dolphins.
Oh, he was tiny, wasn't he?
Right, and he was just Ted Johnson. The guy, literally, I felt like the guy had
like Juwan Bentley's hitting harder
helmet.
Than Teddy Bruschi did,
huh?
Like Juwan Bentley's hitting harder than Teddy Bruschi did.
Oh. I mean, they're all hitting hard. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me wrong, Wiggy. At the time, back then, that was hard. But nowadays, athletes are just—they're stronger.
Right,
they're faster.
Right,
they
but
hit
remember,
harder.
Remember, athletes today—they're not. They're not throwing their bodies all over the place because they can't do that in the game. So they have been trained differently how to tackle. Well, that's why I said when I was going across the middle against guys like Rodney and Sean Taylor, they didn't care. They were looking to take your head off. They didn't care about their own bodies.
Sean, I want you to look at my screen. This was Tom Brady in 2001
cool.
against the Bills. This
awesome.
Is Nate Clements absolutely decapitating him.
Good for him.
Yeah, I was at that game in Buffalo.
Right. That doesn't happen in today's football
no,
anywhere.
Not even close.
That's not my point. My point is
your
if
point
it did,
is,
if it did happen, Curtis, it would look 10 times worse because, again, the athletes are bigger, faster, and stronger. Well, that's the point.
Here's what I'll say. I would say
there's a reason Jelani why it doesn't Tavai happen anymore because people would die.
Jelani Tavai is not stronger than Brian Urlacher.
No, no. Here's the chime. Here's what I'll give you. The athletes probably are a little bit more faster today than
not
they,
a little bit.
No, I'm talking about overall. Right? Yeah. So let's say...
Because you mean the ways the condition have improved
or
just
whatever. Like the learning of like sprinting and...
Conditioning bodies and building bodies, yes.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL, who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I'll disagree with you. The guys that play today are much smaller. They're not bigger than when
John,
I played.
You are being called unqualified for your position that you currently hold here, just to be aware.
Yeah, from texters on the to a radio show. I feel very secure in my position. Thank you.
And they're not bigger, Sean, because of the RPO.
Because you need to be faster.
Okay, right. So Jelani Tavai ran a 4.8 7.40. Brian Urlacher ran a 4.5. Brian Urlacher benched more than Jelani Tavai.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
I mean, he's stronger and bigger in every single way you could measure it.
I agree with you, like, as far as the RPOs and how, like, the interior lineman, like, when you look at what Aaron Donald has done, he's completely changed the game. The smaller size defensive linemen, they exist in today's football. When I played, it was Ted Washington. It was guys like Vince Wilfork. It was guys like Pat Williams. These guys were at, like, the size of pickup trucks.
Yeah, right? But they've changed that. Game. It's now because force is mass times velocity, Wiggy. They take some of that mass off, and they add a ton of velocity. That's the difference.
That is my favorite theorem.
Yeah.
I would like to end this
equals
with a friend of another station across the street, Zoe, who just wrote, "What a moron."
That's fine.
Hey,
coming from a guy who could barely sniff the field.
Warren Sapp was
Oh, my.
Wow, shots fired.
Hey, I mean, they are what they are, friends.
Respect. I'm so happy Shime decided to be a douche. It is taking all the heat off of me.
That's cool.
Douche heat redirected.
Right. Yep.
So you see what
spin the wheel of heat.
You see what Shime's saying? Basically, Zoe couldn't play in today's game.
He couldn't play back then, Wiggy. You think he could play now?
All right, we'll be right back.
I love Zoe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.